Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A decision in New York this week could have significant ramifications on the education of educators. The New York Board of Regents approved an expansion of the role of alternative teacher certification programs, essentially allowing them to create their own master's degree programs. Some say the move could make education schools unnecessary. And joining us to talk about this is Boston University School of Education Dean Harden Coleman. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think what's happened in New York? How do you think that will affect education schools here in Massachusetts or in other areas of the country?
I'm not sure that Massachusetts is particularly a threat. Most of the alternative certification programs are identified to states that have high need populations where they're having a difficult time staffing schools with qualified teachers. And so they have to go outside the normal process for recruiting teachers, often mid-career people who finish their BAs and decide they want to go on to teach, or they started to teach in a New York City or other high needs areas, and then they want to find some way to get to finish their certification. And alternative certification programs are designed to meet that need. But in Massachusetts, where we have very few of our districts would be identified as high needs, most people continue to go through the traditional routes, getting their BAs in schools of education, which are the dominant market anyhow, and then come on for their master's degree.
Federal Education Secretary Arne Duncan has been trying to expand the role of these alternative programs and how teachers are educated. And he said many of the nation's colleges right now are doing a mediocre job of preparing teachers for the realities of the 21st century classroom.
That's the same way as painting a broad brush to say all banks are bad or all lawyers are sharks. I mean, it's one of these broad-based decisions that I think is an inaccurate portrayal of some of the great schools of education around the country who are actually attracting a very high quality of a student into the schools of education and producing very effective teachers. And then there are some that are not. And so I think we have to do some more stringent regulation of schools of education, but that doesn't mean there won't be schools that will be very successful.
Are you seeing a move toward changing the way that you do educate teachers to try to clearly define what a good teacher is and then make sure that people are trained to be that person?
Schools of education are beginning to become more aware that they have to integrate experience, practicum, clinical, supervised clinical placement with the theory. And I think that's the emerging model, it's the common model. And many of the schools of education should do that already. Those that don't are the ones I think are justifiably criticized for not doing that integration.
Is good teaching an art or a science?
It's probably a combination of both. You can train people to be better. There are certain personal skills that people come into the profession with. We probably attract people who have many of those skills already, and then we hone it.
What's confusing to me here is that on the one hand, we're hearing that there's going to be a great demand for teachers, and then on the other hand, we're hearing that we're on the verge of this education catastrophe. That's what we just heard from the Federal Education Secretary this week because of state budget cuts and how many teachers might be laid off. What is the demand looking like, and what are you telling your students the School of Education about teaching jobs?
I think you've hit the paradox. If we talk about education before the economy went south, it was considered the third most important issue facing our economy, and I still think it is true. But we'd under-resource it. And one of the problems in education is not necessarily that we have a deficit of good people, but we've never resourced it appropriately for the needs. And we're going to pay the price for that.
Just briefly, have alternative certification programs affected your numbers at the BU School of Education?
No.
No. Well, that's good, I guess, for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Well, great. Have a good day.
Harden Coleman is the dean of Boston University's School of Education.